out, gotta back it up. Everybody got something to say. School's out, gotta back it up. Everybody got something to say. Midtown, better back it up. Everybody got something to say. Downtown, better back it up.
And that was the Zuffo remix of The Crowd by Possible Prince X. And Possible Prince X joins us on the line. Welcome back to 3CR.
Hello, thank you for having me again.
You have pivoted yet again. Tell us about that track.
I think pivoting at this stage is my trick, the trick I keep up my sleeve. Originally, that song, so lyrically, it is about the fact that everyone in the world will have an opinion about what we do in our lives, and they really like to share it, and then it can start to sort of muddy our own, just our own thoughts and our gut feeling about what we want and the path we want to follow and how easily we can get away from it when the crowd sort of chimes in.
Wow.
And the song explores this idea that once you let those thoughts in, they don't want to go. And yet we're in this sort of society where people really want to project their thoughts and opinions on you. So the whole song is this sort of chase of, all right, everyone just back up a little bit. I'm going to keep on my path and I need to keep those voices at bay.
And I mean, it's so interesting because, you know, the first thing I thought of was a nightclub, you know, the crowd and people dancing on a dance floor. And it's got that kind of, you know, guttural kind of sweaty electronic Depeche Mode kind of influence.
Yeah.
But you've kind of given it a completely different meaning to what people thought probably you intended.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's the fun of lyric writing for me. And the original song, like the original version, had a little bit more of a slow burn. It had sort of a slightly R&B, a little bit sexy. Even the way I deliver the vocal is intentionally sort of a bit deeper and a bit sexier because it's meant to be enticing. You know, hearing what other people have to say has an appeal, you know, and we sort of seek it out even if maybe we don't want it. And then, of course, as you said, you've actually got the sort of idea of a physical crowd. So I actually play the song because it's so deep in my register. I can't always hit those notes. So I actually often play it as the crowd is coming into my shows. And then when the remix was created, as I think I've told you before, I try not to give too much direction and let each person interpret it how they want to, and Zuffo has definitely taken it directly to the dance floor. This is probably the hardest dance sound of anything I've done.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, it's happening on a couple of fronts, isn't it? And one is, as you just said, your vocals go so low.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you how you did that, but I wouldn't have thought it was out of your comfort zone because it doesn't sound like it is, but you're saying it kind of was hard to record.
It's more that when you're going that low in your register, right to that basement, you have to be very close to the microphone and you can't project as much. So, you know, I need to be able to belt out a song or have really good control of the sound equipment, which when you're the person on the stage, you don't always have that control. So I have found that sometimes it's just certain parts of your voice are harder to project than others. So then they kind of can fall a bit flat in the room. So with certain tracks, this one included, I like people to hear it presented as intended. So to really get that resonance and that sort of intimate right next to you feeling.
And, you know, even though you go so low, your resonance, as you say, is there, but your clarity's there.
Yeah, you know what? I got so lucky that I think the microphone that I purchased, the day that I recorded, the room that I happened to be in, I was early on in my vocal production side of things, and I just happened to get lucky with some of these things. I expected to need to re-record a lot, but it just sort of worked out. And of course, now I am more aware of these things and can plan them. But I think with a song like The Crowd, similar to when I wrote it, it was one of those songs that just sort of flowed out of me really quickly, and I suddenly had this song. And the same thing happened with the recording where this was not too much fuss. I sort of got in, did the track, and I did. In the original, there's a line that says, "We're not leaving you now," which is actually from the perspective of the crowd, which is not in the remix. And that had a slightly more ethereal sound. So that one did take a few goes to really get that breathy vibe. And that is also available on my Spotify if people want to go and listen and compare, because that's always a fun thing to do with the remixes, is actually go back and hear the original and then hear the interpretation.
And I love how you're doing that, how you're doing these remixes, these collab remixes of tracks that you did, you know, some time ago, and just giving them fresh air, new life, new sounds.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you've gone from Mustafa Basal, the Turkish DJ from Istanbul, then you did a collab with Seventh Heaven, which are like, you know, the kind of, you know, gay dance party kind of remixes, you know, globally. Then you went back to Mustafa, and then you've teamed up with Zuffo. Tell us about Zuffo.
So Zuffo I actually found in the same way I found Mustafa, which is through a website called Sound Better, where you can connect with different artists. And as you know, I like to really play, and remixes give me that chance and that opportunity. So I reached out, and Zuffo is very, very busy and all over the world. So trying to lock Zuffo in and know where he is at any given moment is hard. I couldn't even tell you where he is right now on release day. But he's very well known sort of around Brazil. And I just thought it is just a completely different take on the song, considering this was written in Windsor in a little bedroom. And to take it to the world stage is always exciting. And I often really enjoy... you know, I like a remix, but I feel like I have some melody and things. And in the case of this one, he's really taken and added the melody within the beats as well, like taken the melody from the original, but then layered these extra new sounds. There's these deep club beats, but then there's almost like this church accordion kind of sound going on at times. And I would never have thought of that.
I know, it's so amazing, isn't it? It's so clever that Zuffo did that. So Zuffo is huge, right? They're a Brazilian DJ that's hugely in demand. They're global. Tell us a bit more about them.
To be honest, I actually don't know a whole lot, because so much of our interaction has been in between him traveling. So we really get to the point of, here's the song, this is when it's being released, and so on. But he plays a lot of like big outdoor shows, big outdoor festivals, and is really in that DJ dance world. And of course, because I also don't speak the language, there's so much out there about him that I can't even read. So with each little bit of getting to know him, of course, he speaks English as well. But it feels like there's even more things to discover each time I dive in to check him out.
And it's testament to your vocals and to your songwriting that all these big acts do want to work with you, you know, like Seventh Heaven, Mustafa Basal, Zuffo. I mean, that is just extraordinary. And I'm just amazed at how many incredible queer artists there are in Melbourne that do these international collaborations. There's been a few on the show. They all seem to gravitate to us, but they don't get the credit here in Melbourne. And it's so bizarre. You know, the queer audiences here tend to want to hear, you know, international acts, even though we've got local acts doing collabs with them. It's bizarre.
And I've actually spent quite a bit of time behind the scenes seeking out local artists, local remixes and stuff, and don't often get far with it. You know, I won't hear back from an email or things like that. And I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's just the network is smaller. And everyone's so busy doing their own thing that I think, you know, we miss each other. And I've always said, you know, it's important for me to try and prioritize queer artists and local artists and, you know, female remixes and non-binary trans remixes and producers and so on and so forth. So if anyone's listening and wants to work on stuff, please, you know, let me know. But as far as, you know, getting out there into the world and remixing and producing with different people, it's quite a compliment when someone agrees to work on your music, because there's an element as a little independent artist where you think, am I doing a good job? Are people enjoying this? And so when you're working with people who do this every day and they're seeing and hearing something in your song and then taking it to another level or pulling things out. I know when I worked with Bimbo Jones on some earlier remixes a few years ago, they pulled out elements of my own melody and remixed them back into the song. And I thought, that sounds great. And then realized that's my melody. I wrote that. And they've obviously enjoyed it enough to use it. So it is gratifying. And my hope is that as I keep, you know, working, and that everyone else, you know, the other queer artists in Melbourne, as we all keep working, we'll slowly but surely meet up and meet each other and get that recognition. But I think the base of how I try to do things is not to worry about all of that too much. Do the art, do what you love, put it out there, and people will hear it.
Well, it's being played. It's being heard by, you know, audiences much bigger than Australia. You know, Zappo, I'm sure, will be playing the crowd sometime during one of their shows. I mean, it's such a great remix that they've collaborated with you on. Yeah. Your Seventh Heaven track, you know, that's obviously being played in Europe in the clubs. Your collaborations with Mustafa are clearly being played in Turkey. And who cares that they're not being played here? But it's kind of, you know, the loss of the local listeners and the local scene, that the DJs aren't picking it up here. It's so sad, really, but it's their loss.
Yeah, and I always, every time you release something, you put in where you're from. And I'm always, you know, I don't care where I am in the world, I'm always putting in Melbourne. It's Melbourne, Melbourne. That's where, even if I've got more listeners somewhere else, I'll always have Melbourne and Australia as, like, my main audience, because that's, of course, where you want to get that recognition and that love. And I think there's also what I kind of call the silent listener. There are people listening, and I see them from sort of the back end, but I don't always hear from them. So I think people are out there consuming the music and listening over and over again, but aren't necessarily talking to you about it.
Absolutely. Well, the crowd, the Zappo remix of The Crowd is a wonderful track. Possible Prince X, congratulations on its release. It did drop today. Thanks for giving us the world radio premiere yet again of another one of your extraordinary tracks. Can't wait to hear more. Thanks heaps for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you so much.
The wonderful Possible Prince X there.
3CR.
Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right, we're turning 50 this year.
Right from the start, we prioritized progressive voices, First Nations issues, local music, alternative perspectives, and truth-telling.
50 years on, it's clear that independent, local media continues to be vital, and that there's a strong need for media that shines a light on injustice and gives voice to a vision for a better world.
Are you a current subscriber? We really need you. Subscribe today and help us celebrate 50 years on air.
Go to 3cr.org.au or call 03 9419 8377.
That's right, 3CR celebrating 50 years this year. Pretty extraordinary.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.